Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. And we are now with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. You know, it occurs to me that maybe we should have some theme music for you. Do you have a particular guitar riff or lick that you like?
Oh, man, I got a million of them.
Yeah?
Yeah, let me get back with that on you. I'll have to decide.
Do a little siphon on it?
Yeah, nothing immediately comes to mind. Other than all of them at once. So what are we going to get into today?
Well, I did go out and get a Glock 43 for those days when I need to carry a smaller gun. The Glock 45 is done and I can pick it up tomorrow.
Very good.
So we will be switching over to it. I have been, since I got the Glock 43, I've just been carrying it. And I found some magazines for it called ETS, which are just clear hard plastic magazines that hold 9 rounds versus the 6.
Right.
So
okay, I'm not familiar with them, but
they seem to cycle. I have not shot them. I've run the slide on them a bunch, and they don't seem to have any issue feeding or any issue pushing through. They've got what looks like a tighter spring on them, and they are see-through, so it's sort of odd. I've never been one for those kind of magazines, but I haven't shot with them yet. And I've got some stuff going on with Hive Technologies where they're going to send me some plus threes to go on some other magazines, which will be more 9-round magazines. And as a 9-round gun, I have no issue with Glock, with the Glock 43 at all. I have none whatsoever. So that's what I've been carrying for the last week is the Glock 43 since I got it. Now I just got to go shoot it and train with it.
Exactly. But, you know, I think what you'll find is a lot of these smaller guns, which you could, I'm not sure if the 43 would fall into the realm of pocket gun, you know, there's, because of the caliber, 9mm. But the size is more important than the caliber. But normally in the past, when you think of pocket guns, you think of like a 22 or a 380,
yeah,
something along those caliber lines.
Right.
But I've been, you know, surprising you mentioned that. I picked up that little Ruger LCP 380 for a project and fired it a little bit, you know, about 100 rounds, put 100 rounds through it. And I've been carrying it in my pocket, of course, you know, with nothing else. And I feel rather confident with it. You know, it's kind of like, worst case scenario. I mean, you got to take into consideration. It's definitely a contact blaster. You know, you're going to have to be in close, you know, up and personal with your adversary if you're going to do any serious work with it.
Right.
But, you know, of course, the first thing that comes to mind is, you know, a contact shot to the head. But the, it's, you know, I guess mentally it's more of a defensive than it is offensive. Of course, anything can be used offensively.
Right.
But, you know, if you're a normal person, whatever that fall classification that falls into, you know, it's a nice, defensive type blaster. And of course, you know, the 380, I'm running, Defiant Munitions, ammunition through it. So, and it performs well. So I'm confident, you know, if I'm just running out to the store, or, you know, even to the bank, you know, no big deal. Put it in my pocket and I'm good to go.
Do you ever rock a two gun setup?
Well, that's kind of like a worst case, scenario.
Right.
Type thing. But in respect to, we're going to have to define two gun setup.
Well, like your Glock 45 and maybe that little Ruger LCP.
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. It's funny, you know, kind of like how you're raised, how you're brought up, and the environments that have influenced you. You know, when you said, when you asked me, do you ever run a two-gun setup, what immediately came to mind was a carbine and a pistol.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But yeah, sure. There's nothing, wrong with that
right.
whatsoever. It's just, for me, it's always been a little difficult to, because I've not had that much experience with pocket pistols at all.
Right.
Other than what I've done on my own. And I have no sense of, durability, you know, reliability, how many rounds can you put through one before they fail?
I've never seen that kind of testimony on that one either. I've never seen a testimony from anybody saying, well, you know, this is my Glock 43. I've got 5,000 rounds through it.
Right. You rarely see the extreme torture testing on pocket pistols. Because, I mean, you got to look at it for what it is. I mean, they're kind of like a last ditch blaster. You know, get it out, go to work. But if you look, it's kind of interesting. You bring up an interesting, perspective. If you just slowly wind back the years, back in the day, when, you know, it wasn't, you know, it was pretty legal to carry pistols all the time. They were pocket pistols.
Yep.
For the most part, you know, small, compact, small caliber, like, I think, don't hold me to this, but I want to say the 32 caliber was very popular back in the day.
I've got my grandfather's 32 Magnum over there in the safe.
There you go.
Yeah. But I tell you what, we're coming up on the first break. We'll continue this because I've got a couple of questions regarding this and I want to know what you think about it. I kind of think I already know the answer, but then this creates a new conundrum for us to consider. Super Dave, you can find him at S. Dave Harrington on Facebook. And that's about it. We gotta wait for him to be here. I know a lot of people are getting this in my local area and listening to it and enjoying it. And I appreciate the people and the feedback on it because, Super Dave, it's always good to pick his brain. It's never the same thing twice. I kind of like that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I'm talking to Super Dave, and we've got a little conundrum here because Super Dave carries a Glock 45, and Super Dave can shoot that guy like nobody's business. And I like to carry full-size guns. I'm very much influenced by the thought process of Jaeger, who got out there, and he called it a fighting handgun, a gun that you can manipulate properly, fast, efficiently, drive to the target, make hits with it, the fighting handgun. Except it's a complicated world now, and sometimes something smaller is warranted. And which begs the question, Dave, should I be going out here and going to a pistol class and carrying my Glock 43 as my main weapon? Do I need to become that familiar with it?
Well, you can. However, what you're going to find is you're going to be quickly overwhelmed with, like the program structure. For example, if you were to show up at one of my gigs with a 43, you would need a boatload of mags.
Yep.
And it would become a loading program for you, keeping the gun loaded. And that's kind of right in line with what we're discussing, is if you think about it, pocket pistols are extremely difficult to work with in respect to anything else other than making them go bang. Keeping them loaded, magazine exchanges, how you carry even how you carry it, your reserve magazines. You know, I keep the pistol in one pocket and a couple of reserve mags in the other pocket. So that, you know, I need to have a time, opportunity, and cover, you know, to get the thing loaded in the appropriate amount of time it's going to take, you know, carrying my gear in that manner. The high round count, everything works against training with a pocket pistol other than doing it on your own. You know what I mean?
Right.
And if it's that big of a deal, have two. You know, they say your fastest reload is your other gun.
Right.
Which to an extent, is not true. But that's a story for another day.
Right.
I actually did the homework on that and found that statement's not very true. For a lot of reasons. But coming back to the pocket pistol, I see it as one, relying on your soft skills, you know, your level of awareness, paying attention to what's going on around you. If you see a bad set of circumstances developing, nothing should preclude you from leaving the area, you know, breaking contact and getting out of there. But the reality is if you're caught in a situation where you're either having to draw your pistol from your pocket or from a holster, for that matter, to immediately go to work, you're already behind the power curve and have been for a little while. The ambushes work. That's why they call them ambushes. So if you find yourself in that set of circumstances, you're probably in an ambush and it's probably not going to go well. But you just got to do the best you can. When you sense or begin to think that you may need to rely on your firearm, well, it needs to be doing something positive, but the blaster itself should already be in your hand. if you seriously anticipate the use of your firearm, why would you wait until the circumstances got to the point where you would have to rapidly get it out of your pocket or your holster? I don't understand that. The first time I think I may need a firearm, I'm going to get put it in my hand so I have that edge.
Right. Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing about a pocket pistol, because in my case, where I live, we do have sort of a change of seasons. So if right. I wanted to, I can stick it like in my jacket pocket, and I can have my hand on it while I'm walking around.
Right.
But
true.
The thing that I'm thinking is. I don't know. I'm thinking I'm going to take this out. When I get Glock 45 out or back and I get to go take it out, hopefully this weekend when I take it out, I'm going to take this gun out too, and I'm going to shoot it till I'm tired of shooting it. And what do you think about the accuracy of these things? I've never tested the accuracy of these things. Are they accurate to any degree?
Well, I'm sure from a standpoint of mechanical accuracy, sure.
Sure.
It's just they're difficult to shoot well because they're small.
Right.
And the sights are kind of rudimentary sights. Of course, it's going to depend on the, make and model of the pistol. But still, they're meant to be up close and personal blasters, so manufacturers really don't put a lot of emphasis on the sights.
Right.
Yeah. Not a big deal, but there's, frankly, I don't want to be shot with anything. So
hold it right there, if you will. We're coming up on the break. That's a good place to break right. Don't want to be shot by. And hey, I'm in the same boat. Super Dave Harrington, Combat Speed LLC. He's beginning to expand his schedule. He's getting back on the thing. He's on the mend. He's just about mended from the heart thing and the knee thing and the hip thing and all the other things. He's about to get back in the swing of it. On Facebook, S. Dave Harrington. Go find him there. Find him here every Friday right here on Lock and Load. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Qatar for talks with that nation's prime minister regarding the Israeli-Hamas conflict. Main topics of discussion include prioritizing the safety of civilians and exploring avenues to reduce the intensity of the conflict.
As Israel continues to respond to Hamas's devastating attack, the United States will ensure that it has what it needs to defend its people.
Additionally, approximately $6 billion in Iranian assets are presently held in a Qatari bank as part of an agreement for a potential future humanitarian effort in exchange for prisoners with the U.S. House Republicans continue their search for a new speaker. Majority Leader Steve Scalise withdrew from the race last night, unable to secure the necessary votes for a full chamber election. And today marks World Egg Day. Established in 1996, today aims to highlight the nutritional advantages of eggs and their crucial role for families. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right. This is Lock and Load, talking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, LLC. We were talking about the pocket pistols and all the other things. I saw somebody that had taken a Glock 43. There was one of these in the case that had a accessory rail, and a aftermarket accessory rail added to it, and it had a handle on the back of the slide to pull the slide back easier. And it had Scotch tape wrapped around the grip. And I was just wondering, that's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Well, I'd have to see it to understand it.
Right.
You know, understand what these mods are. But the, an accessory rail.
Yeah. So you can put a light on it.
43.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, dude. An X300 is almost as big as a pistol.
Yeah. I thought it was funny. I thought it was the funniest thing I'd ever seen in my life.
Well, you know, there's a saying that goes, just because you can doesn't mean you should. Maybe it falls into that category.
Who can tell? Who can tell? Anyway, but see, I think with one of those guns, when you get one of those guns, you start adding all these doodads and everything to it. That's sort of, doesn't that sort of take away from,
Yeah, it defeats the purpose of it being a small, compact
pistol. Right. Now, Here's the thing with these small compact pistols, though. With all of these guns that are like, you know, they've got a Glock 43X that's a 10-rounder. They've got a Glock 48 that is that a 10-rounder as well?
Yes, I believe so.
So they got those. They've got the Smith & Wesson M&P with the double stack. They've got the Springfield Hellcat, and of course the SIG P365, which is everybody's de facto gun to go to for this kind of thing, because it comes in at 10 rounds or 12 or whatever you want to have. Which way would you defer to on a small pistol? For me, the small pistol is better as a single stack.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, as far as concealability and comfort and in respect to getting it in and out of your pocket, yeah, absolutely, hands down. Single stack is the way to go.
Yep. What do you think?
I was just thinking, you know, I'm not really speaking against my favorite Glock 26, but, you know, carrying Glock 26 is not the same thing as carrying a Ruger LCP.
No, it is not.
You know what I mean? So you make allowances and you deal with it.
The Glock 26, despite its diminutive size, is still the same thickness as Glock 17, Glock 19, Glock 45, Glock 34. From side to side.
Right, exactly.
And yep. So when you're concealing it, it's still basically the same gun. It's just shorter.
Right.
And the reason I got this gun is for when I have to do a lot of moving around. Now, I could do a lot of moving around. I did a lot of moving around with a Staccato C2 in my belt the other day. Filming.
Right.
And it didn't kill me. You know, I could feel it. I was aware of it. I was conscious right. of it. In South Carolina, it doesn't. I can carry in the open, but I was trying not to carry in the open, if you know what I'm saying. I was right. trying to be concealed. So with this gun, right, if with this gun, and I'm thinking, so how many spare magazines would you carry with this gun?
With what?
A Glock 43.
LCP?
With your LCP.
Oh, at least two.
Two.
Yeah, at least two.
Yeah. Now I want to segue a little bit. I know this is in the middle of the segment and everything, but we've gotten into America seems to be in this situation now where people like me, you, and everybody else, we might inadvertently get called into certain things by the fact that we've got this porous border. And we undoubtedly have a bunch of terrorists walking around in the United States today. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sure.
So now for you, with the S-Dave rig, when you're walking around with your gun and seven spare magazines, you are basically on a combat footing, aren't you?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yes. If you're going to look at it from a strict civilian standpoint, yes.
Have you ever been, when you're wearing your S-Day rig, have you ever been run upon by a cop who wants to question, or are you just so concealed they don't even know you're there?
No, I've never had any interaction with, I can't say that. You know, I don't have the best, I don't have a stellar driver's record.
Who does?
I have a tendency to
go fast.
Yeah, I go fast a little bit. But I've always, you know, when I've been pulled, I've always informed the officer that I am armed. And they've never questioned me about it at all. Because they know it already. I mean, you know, it's all tied in. When they pull you up on the computer, they know whether you're carrying or not.
Right. Yep. You know that cop up north, Garmin, that was in that gunfight with it took him 19 shots to kill the bad guy, and he was using a Glock 21. So he had hit him 18 other times with a 45 ACP, and the only reason he killed him with number 19 is because he hit him in the top of the head. He carries 147 rounds of ammo now.
Right.
And you, if you're carrying, what, 119, I think it would be? Yeah.
7 times 19, I don't know, do the math.
Oh, you're 7 times 19, not 70. So 7 times right. 19 would be 133.
Right.
So that puts you...
Yeah, if I can't get it done by then, you know, I'm...
Well... So in an event where we had a Westgate Mall style attack going on, it's right. really not going to be a matter of your marksmanship. I'm pretty sure you would be very efficient with your dispersion of the outgoing ammo.
Right.
But it does become a matter of being able to sustain things because, you know, being in a gunfight, if you suddenly run dry and you're out... Well, then what? Are you running? You're running away?
Right.
I guess.
Well, see, let me speak to that here for a second. The funny thing about it is when people don't really know what it is to manage, one, to have enough reserve ammunition to forecast that, and then manage their reserve ammunition. And what I see in the training realm almost to a fault is everything. I mean, there's an absolute premium placed on accuracy, accurate shot placement, this accurate shot placement, that. Nobody ever speaks to, laying down a base of fire, to cover someone else while they're moving. Well, you know, that costs ammunition to do that.
Right.
You may not have a legitimate target to fire on because nobody stands in the open to be shot.
Right.
In the first place.
Hold up right there. So, if you will, we're coming up on the last break and we'll continue this because we're finally getting into some fun stuff because this is stuff I really want to know about. Super Dave Harrington, after a career in special operations in the U.S. military, he now is, he's Super Dave Harrington. He teaches at Combat Speed LLC. He goes on the road. He's a TV presenter. You can find him all over the place. Well, you could. Now he's just on S. Dave Harrington on Facebook and here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
And now, a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive. Well, today you can expect lots of cloud cover with 0% chance of raining on your parade because you'll be riding your motorcycle vroom vroom. That rumbling low-pressure system beneath you should give way to a relaxing commute and a sudden urge to take the scenic route everywhere you go because, dagnabbit, you're having fun out there. That's your forecast. Back to you.
This has been a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive, where every day's a beautiful day to ride with coverage from America's number one motorcycle insurer. Get a quote today and see what you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington. I was just asking him a question about ammo compliments and what might occur in one of these things, and I threw the Westgate Mall thing out there. And you were just talking about trying to cover somebody. When you're trying to, now in a case like the Westgate Mall, where on the one hand I say that you would be very, very efficient with your ammunition use. You're just about going to have to do suppressive fire of a type if you're trying to cover somebody in a mall, aren't you?
Well, circumstances are going to vary, but the thing about it is you don't want to train to a level of expected accuracy to the point that if you doubt your ability to hit, you're not going to fire.
Right.
I mean, that's, I don't know what that sounds like. It sounds silly to me because, one, you're not always going to be able to hit. But, for example, if you have somebody trapped behind a piece of cover, and you can pin them down with periodic fire, instead of, like hosing the position down, that's fine.
Right.
That would be the thing to do. But even to an extent, training, to the, level that you expect to hit with every shot that you fire, to me is, I don't know, it just sounds a little silly. Everybody misses.
Yep.
The fact of the matter is, if you miss, can you make the shot up? And the fact of the matter is, do you even know that you're missing? You know, how do you tell that you're hitting? What are the indicators? Well, of course, if the target goes down, you hit it. But there's other circumstances where you may, due to the distance, you may have to read the impacts in the target area in order to adjust fire onto the target. You follow me? It may be at a distance where aiming is a little more difficult than usual. So you would have to recognize impacts in the target area to make an adjustment.
Right.
There's it's such a broad spectrum, you know, to try to speak to it in, you know, just a few minutes.
Right.
But the key thing, the reason I, just like earlier when I stated carry two reserve mags, why is that? Is it for the extra bullets? For the extra cartridges? No. It's in case I drop the first reserve mag when I'm trying to load, it's faster to go to the second magazine than it is to try to recover the first magazine.
Right.
So, you know, just having the extra cartridges in the magazine is a benefit as the having an additional magazine for the contingency of losing control of the first one.
Right.
So
I'm thinking very seriously that I'm going to carry two guns for now that I've got the Glock 43. When I get the Glock 45, I'm going to take them both out, and I'm going to work with them that way and, you know, try to develop a degree of competency with it. Now, the other thing that I'm thinking about, and you tell me what you think about this, I'm also thinking that given what we have going on here now, that we realize that this is the kind of thing they're looking into that they want to do, that they're going to pop and try to kill civilians first shot they get every, you know, wherever they have an opportunity.
Right.
Would you carry a carbine in your vehicle from here on out? Or do you already do that? I don't. I carry it when I'm going a distance away from the house, but I don't normally.
I do it road trip. When I'm road tripping.
Right.
You know, I'm armored up, so to speak. But not 24/7.
Right.
But this, you know, it's kind of a game changer, to be prepared, you know, 100% of the time. And it's not just, it's a mental thing,
right,
really. Because it's going to require some discipline to get into that mode of being aware and paying attention at the level you would need to support that.
Which also means I'm going to have to go out, if I'm going to start doing it, if I'm going to carry my kit, I'm going to have to go out and start snatching the kit up and going through drills like I'm grabbing the kit out of the car and running to cover and trying to find a way to get everything on and in operation as fast as possible. I'm going to have to train to do that, aren't I?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So you would have to certainly rehearse that.
Yeah.
And make sure you, when you pack your gear, pack it in reverse order.
Right.
So as it comes out of the bag, it goes on your body. You understand what I mean?
I do. I certainly do.
Cool.
I, you know, so, and I guess what I'm going to have to do, and there's a couple things about that. Like if I'm running somewhere with cover with a pack with me, a smart thinking assailant is going to realize I got some stuff in there that I want to bring to bear. So I've got to have enough presence of mind while I'm behind cover trying to get this on to be aware they might be moving up. That's the danger, isn't it? They close with you and get in.
Oh, yeah.
You shot.
You very well could be fired and maneuvered on while you were gearing up.
Yep.
Yes, absolutely.
So do I need to have the rifle as the first thing coming out and send a few rounds down his general vicinity to make him think twice about coming up at me?
Okay, well, you know, bring up another very interesting point. My rifle's not in the bag.
Right.
My rifle is standalone, prepared for immediate access.
So I'm just picking it up as I run. I'm just snatching it and the bag.
Correct.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, that answers that right there. That answers that right
because,
there.
Because, I mean, think about this for a second. If you were to pack your kit bag in reverse order, then your rifle would be on the bottom of the bag.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Why would you do that? You know, the gear that you're going to carry on your body should be packed in reverse order in the bag, but your weapon, your primary weapon, your carbine or your rifle, you should have immediate access to it because you may be required to go to work prior to even securing your kit bag to get your gear.
Right.
You follow me?
I do.
So you've got to have immediate access to your blasters, no matter how you configure your gear. You should always plan for immediate access to your guns.
Well, we're about to run out of time. We'll have to talk about this at length because I've got two sorts of kits. I'm going to tell you about them in the next episode of Combat Pistol Craft with Super Dave Harrington, who you can find on Facebook at S. Dave Harrington, and you can find here. And in ascending order, things will come online as he sees fit when he is ready to go. All kinds of new questions for us, Super Dave.
Rock and roll.
Yeah, indeed. And be thinking about that music lick, too. Because, you know.
Yes, absolutely.
I need to give you a better opening than this dry opening. The opening with you is, you know, my presentation is like toast with no butter. I need a little help with that.
Right. Okay.
Hour number two is inbound. Cool. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.